Hello, and welcome to The Grow Show. My name is Steve Dozier, and I'm the Director of Executive Sales at Abstract Marketing Group. My previous podcast covered the individual and company research you should do to enhance your first meetings. Before we get into how to use all that research, I think it's important to understand the commonalities that prospects have based on how the opportunity was generated. The research discussed in previous podcasts should be completed on all opportunities, but there are specific things you need to consider based on the type of opportunity to maximize your success. I divided opportunities into three basic groups: inbound, referrals, and outbound. As experts in business growth, Abstract Marketing takes advantage of all three, but about 75% of our revenue is generated from our outbound strategy. I'll start with the easiest type of opportunity, which is referrals. The reason referrals have such a high close rate is that the trust factor has already been created. It's kind of a dotted line between you, your client, and the referral. And secondly, no one asks for a referral unless they have a high level of interest or need. The very first thing you should do is write down a series of questions that you plan on asking your client and the referral as part of your discovery. Before you contact the referral, definitely reach out to your client and ask them about the opportunity. You're literally starting your discovery process with your client. Here's a few questions you may want to ask. You need to understand how the conversation got started. Did your client recommend them to you, or did the referral ask your client if he knew someone that provided your service? Dig into the personal part of their relationship. How long have they known each other? How did they meet? Is this a personal or business relationship? Ask if they know about the referral's hobbies and interests. Find out if they know what problem the referral is trying to solve. Make sure you understand what your client told them about why they're happy with your services. And don't forget to ask your client if you can use the information they gave you when you're talking to the referral. When you call the referral, do not try and solve their problem over the first phone call. If you do, you're wasting all the intel you collected from your client. Use just a little bit of that information to validate the dotted line between the three of you when you schedule a meeting. When you meet with the referral again, use the information your client gave you to create that bond between you and the referral. Reiterate why the client decided to partner with you and that you're looking forward to creating the same kind of business relationship with the referral. Generally speaking, this decision maker already trusts you and they have a problem. Complete your research before you meet the referral. Make sure you have and use specifics about the connection between your referral and your client. You will need both personal connection skills and the ability to do a thorough discovery to win these opportunities. I'll tackle the inbound opportunities next by defining what I consider to be an inbound lead. Anything that requires a prospect to take action, to reach into you, is an inbound lead. Now, that action could be picking up the phone, responding to an email or LinkedIn campaign, or submitting a connection form via your website. So think about why someone would do that. They're certainly not reaching in for a weather check. Inbound opportunities tend to share a few commonalities. They have a shorter sales cycle and can have a higher close rate. Although that's not guaranteed, those are a couple of the benefits of inbound leads. The other side of that coin is that overall, they tend to have a lower margin because you're not the only provider they reached into. You'll see it more often with inbound leads, but regardless of how you got in front of this prospect, if they're leaving a competitor solely for price, don't be surprised when they do the same thing to you. What you don't want to do is to rely solely on an inbound strategy to grow your company, because the biggest challenge with inbound is they are 100% uncontrollable. You can't control the consistency or the quality of these opportunities. But I want to be very clear. I'm not saying don't do inbound marketing. As I mentioned, we generate 25% of our revenue from inbound opportunities. Just don't put all of your spend into this bucket. So let's talk about this decision maker's thought process. When people reach into you, they obviously have a problem, and what they're looking for is a solution. The mistake most salespeople make is immediately discussing what services or products they provide without taking the time to understand exactly what the issue is. It's a best practice to call before your meeting and tell the prospect that you want to prepare for the meeting and start your discovery over the phone. Do not provide answers during that call. If you can provide answers that quickly, the prospect may think you really don't understand their problem, and/or you may be insulting the prospect by doing so. I recommend that you create a discovery form that you complete in front of the prospect, regardless of how the opportunity came to you, so you show them that you prepared for the meeting. Remember, they're looking for a solution. Your discovery is absolutely critical to your success here. Now, it's impossible to list specific questions you need to ask, as they're industry and prospect specific. But my point is, make sure you show the prospect that you're prepared for the meeting by having a list of questions you feel are relevant to the scenario. Only after you've collected all the intel from your discovery should you start discussing how your service or product can not only solve their problem, but why it's the best option available to them. Make sure you complete the research we discussed in previous podcasts, but remember, this decision maker has a problem and they are looking for a solution. The most important part of this process is your discovery. So come to the meeting prepared and show the prospect a list of questions you put together in order to provide the best solution and win more of these opportunities. So now let's talk about outbound opportunities. When companies grow at the right pace, with the right partners, at the right profit margins, that's strategic growth. And the only way to control strategic growth is with an outbound component to your growth strategy, where you're generating your own opportunities. A well-executed process will provide the data you need to not only enhance your ability to project your growth, but equally important, it gives you the ability to pre-plan the infrastructure needed to manage that growth. So generally speaking, the commonalities that outbound opportunities have is they can have a longer sales cycle. Now, if you adjust your definition of a qualified appointment, that isn't necessarily the case. Keep in mind, when you add qualifiers to your definition, it could potentially decrease the number of appointments, but should increase your close rate. Now, the reason we don't recommend adding qualifiers is that when you're focused on strategic growth, the number of companies that represent that higher value target are the same companies your competitors are going after. And in most cases, to increase your market share, you're going to have to take it from someone. Would you rather get face-to-face or let one of your competitors get there before you do? So this prospect's mentality is literally you knocked on my door. So you need to wow me. I'll argue all day. There's a reason this decision maker took time out of their day to meet you. But your main goal here is to connect on a personal level. No matter how good your product is, no matter where your price point is in the market, you won't have a chance to present it if you do not find something that connects you to this prospect. So regardless of how your opportunities are generated, it's important to do your homework on the individual and the company. And having a better understanding overall of the prospect's mentality based on how the opportunity got in front of you will help you close more deals. Thanks for listening to the sales tips offered in the Grow Show. In the next podcast, I'll share how to use all the information you collected to enhance your first meetings.